The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network. Hello, Sunshine, and welcome to She Was the Fire, Pinch of Productivity. This is a mini-series that I do focusing specifically on one thing that you can do to help your productivity. And today I'm giving you my five top tips to help you stop procrastinating. So I put a call out on my Instagram yesterday, and the number one thing people were saying they struggle with was procrastination. So I feel like maybe you're procrastinating right now listening to this, but hopefully I can help you. And at the end, I'm going to give you one final thought that actually might change your mind about procrastination. All right, let's ignite today's topic. The first step, I think, number one, is understanding why you are procrastinating. So there's like obviously many reasons, but the few that I can boil it down to in like a 10-minute podcast is one, is it a task that is boring? Is that why you are procrastinating? And if I find something is really boring or I find it to be like an easy task and I'm delaying doing it, often what I'll do is put in place KPIs. So years ago when I first started at Spin, I was in charge of lots of social media accounts, which I still am. But because that's something that you repeatedly do every single day, and no matter like when you finally finish it, there's another day to post and there's another day. It's a task that never ends. So it feels very mundane and boring unless you kind of put a spin on it. So I would set KPIs around it. So I'd be like, okay, I can't remember what the tasks were back then, but it would be like, you know, schedule 15 posts in an hour. So I kind of would challenge myself, or I would challenge myself based on results. So to get X amount of likes in the week, to kind of reassess my photos and be like, okay, that didn't really work. So next week I'm going to strive for this many, or whatever it is. I would set these like mini KPIs for myself. So even though the task is ongoing, I felt like I was achieving something as I was doing it every single week. So it's about those boring tasks, setting KPIs, and also rewarding yourself as well. Another challenge that you can have is that it could be like a daunting task, and that's why you're procrastinating. And so if it's something like that, for me, when it's like a bigger project, so say for example, I have a James Cosmetics shoot coming up and Sam says, I want to be pitched some creative ideas for a new product launch. And that is like, there's a lot of pieces that goes into a campaign shoot. So there's like all the marketing stuff. And then of course there's like all the campaign creative side of things. And there's the social side. Then there's the models and the photographers, the location, the clothing, like everything that goes into that. It's a very big project. And so sometimes when you're trying to think of those creative ideas, often on a to-do list, creative projects will get delayed because they're not like a tangible thing. It's like come up with an idea. It's not really as tangible as like schedule 10 posts in the next hour because they go live in a minute. So often that will be like procrastinated on my list because I'm a little bit daunted by how big the project might be. So for me, what I like to do is break it down into smaller steps. So instead of saying I'm going to set aside 8 hours to come up with a new campaign idea for James Cosmetics, that's not realistic and that is really overwhelming. So what I'll do is I'll say I'm just going to set aside 1 hour for research. And then another day I might set 1 hour aside for inspo, and then I might do 1 hour for like a brain dump. And then I might do 1 hour to like collect all the collateral to make like a pitch for Sam. So I kind of break it down into its pieces and even like split it up and throughout the day. So the start of the day, I might do research. Then I do a bunch of my other work. Then in the middle of the day, I might do the brain dump, like whatever it is, but breaking it down into those smaller steps. So it doesn't seem as daunting as the whole project as one, looking at them sort of like individually. And then the next reason that I think a lot of people procrastinate, the why, is because we're scared that we're going to fail. And so we don't tackle those hard tasks because perfectionism and procrastination can be really linked. And often we tie our performance to our self-worth, which is like a whole other episode. I probably have to do a very long one on that one. But generally, it's a good idea just to at least acknowledge that if you are scared of doing something, to identify that that's happening, to then actively differentiate, okay, how I perform in this task is not related to my self-worth. And so that you don't tie your achievement to like who you are as a person. I find that like affirmation can really help with that. You were constantly telling yourself like negative thoughts. If we had like a tape recorder recording what was going on in our mind, we'd probably be horrified at how much of a bitch we are to ourselves, because like you're constantly, I mean, for women, I know particularly, we're because I am a woman, obviously, we're constantly like doubting ourselves, and there's imposter syndrome, and then we're trying to be perfect with everything that we do, and it really can hold you back from starting projects because you're scared of failing. And so I think it's important to have those positive things that you can like reverse in your brain, that if you constantly have this like negative inner monologue, that you can be like, no, Courtney, like shut the fuck up, you can do this, you're good at creative projects or whatever it is, you need to like reverse that cycle. And then slowly, after you like continuously keep catching yourself, you'll start to believe it. It is kind of that like fake it till you make it mentality, I guess. So those are kind of the three things that are key for me. You know, it's that, am I bored with this task? So I'll try and make it sort of a challenge for myself. I'll set time limits. I'll set KPIs, just ways to make myself feel more motivated around a boring task. If it's daunting, I try and break it down a little bit so it's not as overwhelming. And if I'm scared that I'm fail, I kind of check that self-talk that I have going on. Number two, reduce the tasks down. So I did talk about that a little bit when it was daunting. But there is this whole concept from James Clear, who writes the book Atomic Habits, which I've mentioned many times on this podcast. It's like a critically acclaimed book on how to, you know, master habits. And if you haven't read it, you really should. And he talks about this concept of a 2-minute rule. So basically, when you start a new habit, it should take you less than 2 minutes to do. And now you might be like, what the fuck does that even, like, how do you do things in 2 minutes? So you'll find that like most habits can actually be broken down into a 2-minute rule. So if you want to say start reading every single night, you'll just start with one page. So it's just like the one page that you've got to do. And so it just seems like really manageable. And the idea is that you make your habits like easier to start. And the point is that you're mastering the act of showing up. And so it's just that like productive kind of like, you know, the habit of being like, you're kind of convincing yourself that like, yes, I can show up and do these things, and that forms a habit. And often you'll find like once you start, you just keep going anyway. So like a couple of weekends ago, I'd set this goal that I really wanted to like redo my whole wardrobe, like go through all of my clothes. You know, it's getting a bit cooler now, so getting rid of all the like summery kind of dresses that I won't wear, pack them away or donate them, and then get out all my jumpers and go through that and just do a big cull and swapping of the seasons. And the whole weekend, I just continued to delay it and I didn't do it. I just procrastinated the entire time because I was like, oh, I just can't be fucked doing that. And then the following week, I was like, no, I'm going to do it this weekend. Like, it's a game changer now. And again, I could feel myself sitting on the couch procrastinating. And I said, you know what? No, I'm just going to do just jumpers. And I broke it down to like one thing that I could do in a couple of minutes, just go through my jumpers. And then once I started doing the jumpers, I was like, okay, well, I'm here now, so I may as well like just keep going. So it's just that kind of act of just starting. And if you just set yourself up to go, all I need to do is 2 minutes. If all you do is the one page, that's fine. The next night you just do one page, and then all of a sudden you will start to form the habit. So you will start to like lengthen that process out. So the reducing the task down, that 2-minute rule is like a real handy one from James Clear. Another tip for me is that I like to kind of have, and this probably seems like another way to procrastinate, I guess, but I have a habit before I sort of do the thing that I need to do. So for example, if I feel myself upstairs at the office procrastinating, not getting through work and just like getting distracted by emails or like scrolling through Instagram, I'll kind of give myself a habit breaker, which I don't know really what I would call it, but I would be like, nope, okay, I need to like get a cup of tea, go downstairs, make a cup of tea, and then come back up. And when I'm back up here, I'm starting then. So it's kind of like that initial habit that kicks me into like, once I've done that, now we're kicking into high gear. Or it might be like, okay, no, I'm just going to tidy my desk. And then once I've done that, then I'm starting. So I guess in some ways that can seem like, oh, you're just procrastinating by making a cup of coffee or by, you know, clearing your desk or whatever it is. But that to me is like the act is kicking me in to do it. It's like I can start myself by having a tea, and then all of a sudden it's like a roll-on effect. So that's like another handy tip. The other one, which I did mention earlier, is like reward yourself. I'll often be like, you know, finish this and then you are allowed to watch that Netflix show, Courtney, or like finish this and then you can order your lunch because you're starving, but you must finish this task first or whatever it is. So I will set those like rewards in place. That's often handy. One of my friends, she used to do this thing, which I am not recommending, but she wouldn't allow herself to go to the bathroom until she had done like her uni assignment, which I don't know if it's the healthiest thing to do, but that seemed to work for her. So each to their own. And then finally, number five is just the obvious, like get rid of distractions or change your environment. So if you are like constantly distracted by your email, by notifications, turn off the notifications, turn off your email, put your phone upside down away so that you're not getting distracted, because those are the things that like all of a sudden you've been on TikTok for 30 minutes and you've done nothing. Story of my life. I tell myself it's for work though, because I work in social media. So that's another one, distractions. And then also like your environment. Sometimes, you know, if I'm like have been in my room for a while on my laptop in my bedroom, I'll like move into the lounge room just to feel like I'm in a new space and I'm kind of resetting, which sometimes can help me like kick back into high gear with not being like procrastinating. But before I finish, I did say at the start that I had one thing to think about with like changing your mindset around procrastination, because I do think that a lot of us see it in a very negative way. And it really does come down to the kind of person that you are. So I wanted to leave you with this one last thought, because procrastination is not always a negative thing. There are two types of procrastinators. One is passive and one is active. So basically passive is where like you're easily distracted and you're just scrolling through TikTok and there's like no end in sight. And active is more strategic. And this is sort of what I'm like and exactly what Sam's like. We perform better under pressure. So when things are left to the last minute, that is when I excel. Sam loves to leave a decision right to the very last moment. And people think it's like, okay, Sam, we need an answer. But because that's when he works best, because he performs better under that, like, that you're on the line now. It has to be, a decision has to be made right now, or you have to do that act right now. It's like the whole of university, the whole of school, my assignments were like literally a couple of nights before, the night before, I'm like cramming it in, because that's how I work best. I am more of an active procrastinator, and it is strategic because I get my best work done when I have that adrenaline pumping and that deadline where I just have to like pump it out and really hustle. And there was a study done in 2017 by three Swiss researchers that found that passive procrastination negatively impacted students' GPAs, but active procrastinators, their grades actually turned out really well. So I thought that was interesting to share with you, to maybe assess the type of procrastinator that you are. And if you are an active procrastinator, stop putting so much pressure on yourself, because that is actually the way that you perform best. Anyway, that is all for today's episode. Make sure you follow me at Courtney Megan and at She Was The Fire. Hope you have a great day. Bye.